Mostly it will be Bezal Hashem Chazorah, what we just learned, a little bit of Aristotle, Bezal Hashem. It says in the Rambam, Perek Chof Tes, Melchus Shabbos, he says the whole Seder of Kiddush Rabbah, Kiddush Hayoyim, and he's Moisar at the end, Va'osu loy la'odam she'yitoyim kluam koydim she'yikadish. It's also for a person to be toyim anything before Kiddush, and then he's Moisar, V'gam Kiddush zeh lo'yia elam ha'mokoyim su'udah. So the Kiddush Rabbah, two Aisophis, the Rambam says, over what it says in the first in the Gemara, one is that you now be toyim before Kiddush Rabbah, and also that the Kiddush has to be dafke b'mokoyim suda. So the Ravid is masik on the Rambam, and he says, v'chai yoshim svara omra loy sova miyoma svara p'chusam izu. The Ravid is masik very stark, and he holds, what in the world, why should it be also to be toyim before Kiddush? He says, v'shakaru Kiddush Rabbah yotzoloy, because he called the Kiddush Rabbah, that's why you now be toyim before Kiddush. He already made Kiddush by night. So what in the world do you have to make Kiddush by day again? Now he says the whole ending of Joshua, the Gemara is only asmach the Baalma, v'chulu. So it's not clear 100% from the Rabbi what he means, but my Adam is manim, Moshe Shtumbach is mayrich bariches. And by Amazon, what he says is Mefurish Mamash and Rishonim and Ram Chalva and Rebbeinu David, that the Indian of Kiddush by day is not Kiddush. We call it Kiddush because it comes before the Sudas and it resembles the Kiddush by night. The Lashon of Ram Chalva and Rebbeinu David is Kaveya Sudasa Eloyayin. The Indian of Kiddush Rabbi is you want to elevate the Suda by day. It's not Stama Suda, you're being Kaveya Sudasa Eloyayin. So you drink a kais wine before the Suda, that elevates the Suda, it makes it like a Mishtah Yayin. I think the Lashon of Rashi goes Esther, it's called the Mishtah Yayin because the Cheshivas of the Suda was Hashem Yayin, was really a Suda. It was called the Mishtah Yayin. So too over here, you drink wine before the Suda to elevate the Suda, but it's not an Indian of Kiddush. So Mela, as my Adam Azmanim explains, I'm ever since Mefurish and Rishonim, the Rishonim, when they bring down this Indian, the Ram Chalva and the Rebbeinu David, when they bring down this Indian, that this Indian is only to Kaveh Sedos Al Yayin, they bring down later, Rabban says, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. He says, Ein Eklum, because it's not Kiddush. It's only being Kaveh Sedos Al Hayayin. Abul Umar said, the Rambam clearly holds it's the Indian of Kiddush, because the Rambam, by the end of the Halacha, says, V'gam Tzorach She'yehei Kiddush Zeh B'mokim Suda. If the whole Kiddush is only to be conveyed to Dosa Eliyahin, you don't have to tell me that this Kiddush has to be Mamakam Suda. Obviously, it has to be Mamakam Suda because that's the whole halacha. The whole halacha is to be conveyed to Dosa Eliyahin. Obviously, the Rambam is learning, like it says in the Rambam Furish, that it really is Kiddush. And the Rambam also says, after his whole Shtikl Torah, and Begab Efshe, he says that this Kiddush also has to be Mamakam Suda. In other words, it's not clear it has to be Mamakam Suda, so it's a Kiddush Mefnei Atzmai. So, the Rambam, why is it an Indian of Kiddush? So, the reason why there's an Indian of Kiddush, L'chayde Rishonim asked, the Rebbeinu David, the Ram Chalva, the Rebbeinu David, I think, is the one that says, that Shtel Tzu, you don't find that Bezdin, when Bezdin's Mekaddish, the Chaydish, you don't find that Bezdin should have to be Mekaddish both at night and the day. You already make Kiddush by day. If you make Kiddush by, you already make Kiddush by night, why should you have to make Kiddush by day again? Says the Ran, because the Gemara says, Kovid Yoim, Odif be covered Laila. In other words, you're supposed to be Mechaved the Yoim more than the night. If you have Choshev Machon, you're supposed to save it for the day. If you don't have enough for both, you save it rather for the day than for night. So Mela Zokta Ran, after covered Yoim, Odif be covered Laila. Therefore, even though you already make Kiddush Friday night, you have to go ahead and make Kiddush again Shabbos day. And we call it Kiddush, says the Ran, not because it's before the Suda. He says you call it Kiddush because you're starting out with Bari Priya Gofen and it resembles the Kiddush by night. You start out as Chal to the Kiddush, you start out and you don't want to finish it off because you want to show the contrast. That's on the Rabbanon, but Akabon, you start off the Kiddush. Or he says it's the Indian of Shira, but it's Avada, it's the Indian of Kiddush. I'm a Mela, according to the Ran. And the Rambam makes sense why there's an Issa Te'ima before Kiddush, because the Issa Te'ima is it's neveya from the chiva kakaf to the garment to make kiddush. It's not a din in the suda. If it's a din in the suda, kozman, you don't have a suda, why shouldn't you be able to eat? But here it's a din kakaf to the garment to make kiddush. It's the same thing like Friday night that you can't eat before kiddush. You can't eat Shabbos day before kiddush as well. We spoke out, if you remember last year, there was a big shaila in Hilchos Tefillah, there was a big machlokes rishonim, if women are mechuyv to daven shachris, or they only mechuyv to daven a tefillah ktzorah. The Mishnah says, Nashim chayavos mitfillah, if it means a tefillah deraisa, what the Rambam holds is a tefillah deraisa, which is just a tefillah ktzorah. The Magen Avraham says that the Minhag HaOlam, Rav Sham Zalman says the Minhag HaOlam, they be maker like the Magen Avraham, is that Nashim apotah from davening shachris. All they have to daven is a tefillah ktzorah, like the Rambam holds that you mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. So he said over Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai says that l'chayre, if a woman that doesn't daven shachris every day, the second she says Moida Ani in the morning, she was already yoytzer tefillah ktzorah. She said her tefillah ktzorah. So it's already chal on her the chi of kiddush, because the chi of kiddush is chal after davening. So she's not allowed to even take a drink of coffee before making kiddush. She can't drink anything before kiddush. As I state from the Magen Avraham, and Shlomo Zalman and Halicha Shloimeh says that a noshim that don't daven a certain tefillah every day bekviyas, and they just yaitze with this tefillah ktzorah, he says but ain't shum heter to drink, to be time anything before kiddush.
Halacha l'maaseh. If they daven the whole davening, is not decided at the start.
If they daven the whole davening, rather they don't have no chiyuv kiddush left to daven.
Who tells them like how long do they have to do that for?
Okay, so it's not clear in Shlomo Zalman, because if Shlomo Zalman, if you take a look at the page of Hilchos Tefillah, he says if the Rogel Loimet Tefillahs, so then Takal. So I don't know what he means by Rogel Loimet Tefillahs, because it's either Shachis or nothing. I mean, what's the middle? I wasn't sure what the Shlomo Zalman meant, but he says clearly if they're not Rogel Loimet Tefillahs and they're being Yotze with, let's say, Birchas HaTorah in the morning, or whatever they Tefillahs they say in the morning, then Avada they have to make.
Davening, then it's not a shaila.
The davening, then you, then there's no chiyuv kiddush afterwards. So we said over that Moshe Feinstein. So this week's booklet, they bring down this Moshe. The Moshe said the chiddush. The Moshe says that a lady that's married, he's mechiyach from the Neven Ezer is halacha. Most places can hold a man's meshubit to not just feed his wife on Shabbos, he has to eat the Suda with her. If she's Moichlam, it's a different story, but she has to eat the Suda with her. So the male is up to Moshe, koshkein, that the woman is mechuyev to eat together with her husband. If she's mechuyev to eat together with her husband, Dr. Moshe, kol's man, the husband didn't daven yet. It's not as man Suda for him. It's not a smart suit of her either. I'm a male. It's not chal the chayvus kiddush on a married lady. And the Moshe goes on to say clearly, he's only talking about a married lady, not daughters. A person has daughters; they have no shibud medina to eat together with the father. But a woman that has a shibud medina to eat with her husband, it's not chal on her the chayvus kiddush till it's chal the chayvus kiddush on the husband. I'm a male. She could be tayim before him. So over there in the halicha shleimer of Shlomo Zalman brings down this in Moshe. First, he's mafakbik whether there is such a, is there a shibud, is there not a shibud? And he says, afili yinich, there's a shibud. He says on her Moshe, it's t'mua moid. Why is it t'mua moid? He says, why is she any worse than him? The man, even before the Suda could go, isn't shul, he makes kiddush, he eats cake, herring, whatever you want, schnapps, and he comes home and he's gewaldig. So the woman, till she has to sit and suffer, till he comes home, all in gantz and ofkeges, and she can also make kiddush at home. Even if she's mashuva to eat the Suda, no, it's not as matzuda, but she's zikha can make kiddush. Why can't she make it? She's not allowed to eat before the suda. She's not allowed to eat before the suda. Matzuda is later. But since the kiddush is when you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat. So she's allowed to eat. Why shouldn't she make kiddush? So we said then, and I thought it as mechiche from a different emotion, we argued on a different bialocha, that emotion holds is man kiddush, is mitla talian, is man suda. In other words, if Shlomo Zalman is learning clearly that the chi of kiddush is the second you're allowed to eat, it's chalin your chi of kiddush. Before davening, you're not allowed to eat anyway, so not chal chi of kiddush, so you can have a coffee. But after davening, you're allowed to eat, so it's chal chayvus kiddush. Look there, even though the woman has to wait for the husband to eat the suda, but she's allowed to eat, so it's chal chayvus kiddush, so she can't take coffee. So we said then that according to Moshe Pashas learned that the Chi of Kiddush is only by the Zman HaSuda. A Kol Zman is not yet the Zman HaSuda, even though technically you're allowed to eat, it's after davening, it's not yet Chal on you, the Chayvus Kiddush, Memela, you could take a kuf. That's what you said then. According to what we're learning now, because we said then, we stelt sudas are showing that say that the whole kiddusha rabbi is just to elevate the suda. So I brought a raya from the fact that it's only to elevate the suda, so the chi of kiddush only comes together with the suda. Because kol zman is not as man suda, there's no chi of kiddush. But the shaila is, now you see that according to those who are showing them that explain the kiddusha rabbi is to elevate the suda, they hold there's no issa to eat altogether before. In other words, a bifur, it's not smart suda, there's no chiv to eat altogether before. The whole issa to eat is only according to the Ramban. And the Rambam, the whole that the chiv kiddush has no shaykhs to the suda. And they always say, b'derech efshir has to be machon suda, efshir not. But the chiv kiddush has to be kafta de gavra. Because if it has to do with the suda, so then there's no issa to eat altogether before. And we paskin, there is an issa to eat before, must be that we paskin that it doesn't have to do with the suda. It's a chiv like a kafta de gavra to make kiddush. It's a chiv like a kafta de gavra to make kiddush. What?
Is there a chiv suda on Shabbos?
What is it?
So maybe that's the first thing you have to eat, is the suda. So whenever you...
No, the issa to be toyim before is because you're not be toyim before kiddush. There's no issa to not be toyim before suda, to keep your appetite for the suda. That's not the issa.
Maybe there's an issa to have a suda out kiddush.
You don't have to have a suda. We won't have a coffee. We won't have a coffee. We won't have a little kichel. Why can't we have that? The whole issa is only before kiddush. But the issa before kiddush is only according to the Rishonim that learned that kiddush is a davar. But Sne Asma has nothing to do with the Suda. Because if, according to the Shon, that it has to do with the Suda, they speak out clearly. The Ramchal, the Ben David, the way the Ma'adam's Ma'adam's learning Pshat Miravid, that they hold that since it has to do with the Suda, there's no Issa Te'ima before Kiddush. There's no Issa Te'ima before Kiddush because it's not a Chiv like a Kapta de Gavra. It's a Chiv in the Suda to elevate the Suda. So if we're learning, our Moshe is learning it has to do with the Suda, and that's why Kosman is not this man Suda, it's not Chal B'Chayv is Kiddush, so then there shouldn't be Issa Te'ima altogether. And if there is an Issa Te'ima altogether, so obviously it doesn't have to do with the Suda. That was bothering me. So I was thinking, actually, you could still answer like that. Why? Because the Rad says that the reason you make Kiddush, the reason you make Kiddush by day, you already made by night. Why do you make Kiddush by day? The Chiyu Kiddush by day. Why do you make Kiddush by day? Because Kovod Yoyim, Odlif Mikovod Laila, Zoy Shtek Niran. And the Orach HaShulchan is Mazbed, that's the whole reason. Otherwise, you don't make Kiddush. Why should you make Kiddush again? You already made Kiddush Friday night. So you're making Kiddush as a respect. But Kavod Yoyim, Odif for Kavod Laila. Why is Kavod Yoyim Odif for Kavod Laila? What's Kavod HaYoyim more chasher than Kavod Laila? So if you take a look in the Orach HaShulchan, it means four reasons. And the Orach HaShulchan says very practical reasons. He says, Tav the Kavod Yoyim Kaidim, he says, number one, it's because most chasher of Sudas HaYoyim is more chasher than Sudas HaLaila. In Europe, I think the Metzius is that most people eat the main meal by day, right?
Yeah.
The main meal is by day.
Yeah.
At what?
Lunch.
So the main deal is by day. So Sudas, so by definition, Sudas Hayoyim is more chashuv than Sudas Laila. Or he says the Metzius says a person is more hungry by day than by night, because by night he already had a Sudas during the day. So at the night time he's less hungry. By day, this is his first Sudas of the day.
Shabbos night, he didn't.
I'm saying, we don't eat Friday, so we try to stay hungry. But Derech Klal, Shabbos by day, even if you think about it, if you don't have a Kiddush and Shul, Shabbos day, by the time you come home, usually the wife knows that she should be a little bit ready because the husband's very nervous. The goof didn't have what to eat for a while. So the Mela Shabbos day, usually you're probably a little bit more hungry than Friday night. So that's the Orach HaShulchan. So it comes out that the whole Kiddush is only us. What are you making Kiddush for? You're making Kiddush to honor the Kavod HaYoyim. What's the Kavod HaYoyim? Says the Orach HaShulchan, the Kavod HaYoyim is the Suda by day is more chashuv than the Suda by night. He says another few reasons that all has to do with the Suda. So the Mela, even if the Kiddush has no shaykhus to the Suda, the Kiddush is a chiv like a kapta de gavra, but it's still you're talking to say what we were saying, that's only chal the chiv Kiddush when this man of Kavod HaYoyim is. In other words, if the Kavod HaYoyim didn't kick in yet, it's not yet this man Suda, it's not shaykh to have this man Suda yet, so it didn't kick in yet to see but to make Kiddush. Why are you making Kiddush? Enechanami, it's not to elevate the Suda, but you're making Kiddush in recognition of Kavod HaYoyim. There's man of Kavod HaYoyim, there's man of Kavod HaYoyim, it's a Kavod Kiddush. So this man of Kavod HaYoyim is this man of the Suda. This is all good according to the Orach HaShulchan. However, the Chassam Sofer learns, Stam, a good thing to know, the Chassam Sofer himself, quotes this whole Shtuk HaTorah. The Chassam Sofer says that the idiom that you make Kiddush by day is because the Kedushas HaShavas is Loshen is Mesefes V'Hoyleches. and covered yom other me covered laila and v'hayoyoy lekadosh b'yom al toisus kedushasim. In other words, kedushas Shabbos is moisa v'hayloch. From the kedushas of Shabbos till the end, it keeps on getting higher and stronger and more powerful. The kedushas of Shabbos, and then he says, Anche Maisa will make kiddush by shal shudis as well, in order for the haysofus kedusha of shal shudis versus by day. There's no shaykh to Aruch Hashulchan. So Melech Chamsoif is learning that the Kiddush HaYoyim has nothing to do with the Suda at all. The Kiddush HaYoyim has to do with the fact that the day has a higher Kedusha than by night. So he says, we don't make Kiddush by Shal Shuz, the one Kiddush we make by daytime resembles the Isofus Kedusha by day versus the night. So Kapam, according to Chamsoif, it shouldn't have to do with the Suda altogether. The Kiddush Rabbi says clearly, the reason you make Kiddush again, even though you make Kiddush Friday night, and the Ran learns, it's because Kovod Yom other than Kovod Laila, the Chassam Sofer is learning Pshat and Dad, is the Kovod Yom is just an Oisfir. But the Ikki is not the fact that you're making a bigger Suda. The Ikki is that the Kovod Yom shows you that the Kiddush by day is stronger than the Kiddush by night. So the Kiddush by Etzem is Shayich without a Suda. You can make a Kiddush even if it's not Suda, will be much later. But the Haisophus HaKadusha is right away in the morning. So Mele, our Shtikul Torah and Ramayishul HaKhari won't pass. Unless you could still be matchik and say that even though the Kedushas HaYoyim is Metais of HaHoylech, but Ba'ofen Gilu, how you prava, how you show, you want to show the Kavod HaYoyim other than the Kavod Laila, that the Gemara says clearly you have to do, that you make a more Chashav HaSuda by day than by night. So the Chashav HaSuda is not what's making the Kiddush. In other words, what's making the Kiddush is the fact that the Kedusha is stronger. But HaYoyim is the only way you show it. The only way you're going to show it, the Poyel, is through the Suda. So the Moshe would hold that the Chiyuv Kiddush is not Chal till the Zman that you're showing that this time period is more Choshev than the time period by night. When's that time that you're showing that's more Choshev? At the Zman Suda. So therefore the Kiddush is not Chal till the Zman Suda. But that's the Chari you have to say to the Emperor the Psalm Zam's Taina and Moshe, that how could he say that women don't have, could drink before the Zman Suda? What's not the time of the Zman Suda? They can make Kiddush and have a coffee and a piece of cake, even if they have to wait for the Suda for the husband. And Moshe obviously learned that the Kiddush has to do with the Zman Suda, and could be it's because the whole Kiddush is only mitzad the Kavod HaYoyim, which the Kavod HaYoyim is in the Suda, so therefore the Kiddush is not till the Kavod HaYoyim.